Now, a major new all-island radiotherapy trial called Inspire will launch this spring, sponsored by Cancer Trials Ireland and supported by the Irish Research Radiation Oncology Group. The study aims to reduce treatment side effects while maintaining cancer control for men with prostate cancer. With more than 5,000 men diagnosed with prostate cancer across the island of Ireland each year, there is a clear need to continue improving treatment and reducing its impact on quality of life. The trial plans to recruit more than 130 patients across Ireland. Joining me now on the line is CEO of Cancer Trials Ireland, Angela Clayton-Lee. Good morning, Angela. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah, and a very good morning to all your listeners. Thank you.
This trial, Inspire, it's being described as a major radiotherapy trial. How significant, how important is it for the treatment of prostate cancer?
It's very important for the treatment of prostate cancer for a couple of reasons, Hannah. Number one is that it's been known for a number of years that SABR, which is the technique used, which is stereotactic ablative radiotherapy, it has exactly as longer, more conventional radiotherapy. So SABR is typically given in maybe 5 treatments instead of 20 with conventional radiotherapy. So it's much more convenient for patients. They have to attend far fewer appointments for the radiotherapy. And while it has exactly the same positive outcomes in terms of cancer control and patient survival, it has been known that it can have higher side effects than conventional treatment. So Inspire is really important because it's tackling exactly that question. The way this trial is designed using the planning techniques via what's called second generation SABR aims to have exactly the same outcomes for patients, but actually reduce that urinary, bowel and sexual side effects to make it much more similar to conventional treatment.
And those side effects, I mean, they must be impacting the quality of life. I mean, how severe could they be?
Well, they do vary. And that's the other unique angle to Inspire. Because when we were designing this trial, Hannah, with the Irish Radiation Research Radiation Oncology Group and also the Northern Ireland Cancer Trials Network, because this is an all-island study, we involved patients from the very beginning because we wanted to ask what is really important to you. What level of toxicity, you know, really impacts on your overall quality of life. So it's really, really important to know that from patients. And what this study aims to do is to reduce those side effects in a number of ways. The first way it will reduce the side effects is because simply because of the way the treatment will be planned using this second generation SABR approach. But what's unique to this trial is that we will also be using, it's like a gel spacer that's inserted into the patient to literally push the rectum away from the prostate area. And what that means is that when the treatment is planned, you can give a really high radiotherapy dose to the prostate where the cancer is enclosed within that prostate gland, but actually protect the whole wall of the rectum so that the rectal side effects, which can be very significant for patients, are really reduced. And also with the very, very precise treatment planning, you can spare a nerve bundle that can actually reduce the sexual toxicity impact of radiotherapy. And again, because of the precise planning, less high dose goes to the bladder, so that reduces the overall urinary side effects. But, you know, we speak to patients all the time in Cancer Trials Ireland. We have a very active patient consultant committee, you know, and what medics could classify as maybe a grade 2 side effect for toxicity, which might mean that a patient is up, you know, 4 or 5 times during the night. That is a huge impact on patients. So anything that can be done in radiotherapy to reduce those side effects and improve quality of life is very much welcomed by our patients.
Of course, and it sounds like there is a lot of work kind of across the board from different people, different doctors, different medical teams to start this trial. I mean, how long has this been in the works for?
So it's been in the works for just over 2 years, Hannah. We actually launched it on Wednesday in the RCSI in Dublin, and it was a fantastic launch. We had our colleagues come down from Northern Ireland because this trial will open in 12 centres around the country, 10 in the Republic of Ireland and 2 in the north, which are Belfast City Hospital and the North West Cancer Centre in Derry. So it was a real collaborative approach across all of the clinicians involved in really fine-tuning this ablative radiotherapy treatment, all working together, sharing their knowledge, sharing their expertise. Physics staff were brought in from both north and south to really fine-tune the planning approach that would be taken to this. And as I said, patients were involved from both north and south from the very beginning as well. So it is a milestone in terms of, you know, being able to launch this scale of a trial across the whole island. And we will recruit 136 patients with localized prostate cancer. The actual trial will run for over 2 years, but then patients will be followed up for 5 years. And there's also what's called a translational study linked to this, which is looking to see, can we use a very simple test using patient saliva, actually, to try to identify which patients would be at higher risk of developing side effects as part of their treatment. So it's a very exciting study, but it is designed completely with patients in mind. And it's genuinely an all-island initiative.
And how, as you're saying there, over, am I right in saying 136 patients will be taking
136,
part in this?
Correct,
who,
yeah.
Who is eligible or who was eligible to take part in this?
So basically, when men are, and as you said in your intro there, over 5,000 men are diagnosed every year with prostate cancer. So this study is designed for men with localized prostate cancer. That means that the cancer is still contained within the prostate gland. It hasn't spread to any surrounding lymph nodes or further afield in terms of metastasis to bone. So it's localized. The cancer is within the prostate. And when patients are diagnosed, you know, there's a number of options that are available to them. They're usually diagnosed, initially their GP may refer them, and they go to a rapid access prostate clinic, and they are diagnosed at that point following tests and scans, and then they're referred generally to a urologist. And at that stage, then it is really important that patients also have a second consultation with a radiation oncologist, because that means that they are in a really good position to be able to decide whether they want to go for surgery, in which case they wouldn't be having radiotherapy, so they wouldn't be taking part in this trial, or they actually want to go for radiotherapy, in which case, no matter what centre that they go to for radiotherapy around the country, this trial will be open, because it's open in all of the radiotherapy centres. So the trial will be discussed, and literally the first 136 patients who come through with localised prostate cancer who want to participate in the trial will be recruited.
And Angela, I mean, fingers crossed that everything goes well for these trials. Could this then become a standard treatment for men with prostate cancer in Ireland?
That is exactly the aim of the study, Hannah. So the aim is to actually make this five treatment, SABRE treatment, the standard treatment for men with localised prostate cancer. Because as I said, we know that stereotactic ablative radiotherapy has the same outcomes in terms of overall survival, but it has up to now had slightly higher side effects, particularly around bladder toxicity. You know, that needs to empty your bladder frequently throughout the day and night. So what this trial ideally will do is to show that by planning it in this way and using that gel spacer, that we can have exactly the same or ideally even lower side effects than standard radiotherapy, and that this will become the standard way to plan and treat patients with localised prostate cancer going forward.
Angela, it's been great chatting to you this morning and getting an expert view on how this works and just the advancements that technology has been able to make over the number of years, and medically what people are capable of now to make, I suppose, life more comfortable for those who are going through cancer treatment. For those who want to find out more information of Cancer Trials Ireland, where can they find yourselves?
So absolutely. Thank you, Hannah. So we have a website, and it lists literally every trial that is open around the country for patients with cancer. Our website is www.cancertrials.ie, and you know there's contact numbers on that. If anybody has any queries, we always welcome any questions that patients or their relatives or family may have. And if they're interested in any trial, they can contact either ourselves directly or speak to their oncologist to see if they would be eligible for any of the trials that are listed.
Angela, thanks so much for taking our call on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is CEO of Cancer Trials Ireland, Angela Clayton-Lee, joining as a new major All-Ireland radiotherapy trial called Inspire is launching, sponsored by Cancer Trials Ireland and supported by the Irish Research Radiation Oncology Group. The study aims to reduce treatment side effects while maintaining cancer control for men with prostate cancer. As Angela was saying, more than 5,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer across Ireland each year. So there is a clear need to continue improving treatment and reducing its impact on quality of life. If you want to find out more information about the Cancer Trials Ireland, all the trials in Ireland and the ones that they are sponsoring, you can go to their website, cancertrials.ie. But a big thanks